Hey, folks, we're back for the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you, folks. And we're going to go to callers here in just a few minutes, but let me read a couple more of these quotes from you here. We just read the one by Prime Minister Ariel Sharon telling America that our soldiers are going to go in for them and take over Iran, Libya, and Syria. And Charles Krauthammer, one of the leading neocons in the country, Trotskyites, meaning communists, said it's Iran, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and beyond. And the Israeli newspaper also reported in a meeting, in meetings with Sharon and Israel officials, U.S. Undersecretary of State John Bolton, one of the key neocon Trotskyites inside the Bush administration, who had been promoting the war against Iraq, and did promote us into the war with Iraq with Bush, had said in an Israeli newspaper these words. Bolton felt that after Iraq had been dealt with, it would be necessary, therefore, to deal with the threats from Syria, Iran, and North Korea. Isn't it interesting, folks? Those are the nations that we're going after right now. And watch now, after Iran and World War III, which I think the Iranian nuclear bombing of Iran will set off World War III, folks. But then they want us to go in and take out, the neocon Trotskyites want us to take out Saudi Arabia, okay, and other all the other states over there. And put them under the control of the communist Zionist Jews, who call themselves Jews anyway, but are not Jews. Just like God said in the Bible, in Revelation 2:9, I know the blasphemy of them that say they're Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Revelation 2:9. And so these neocon Trotskyite communist Zionists that have control of Israel and have had control of it since 1948 call themselves Jews, but they're not. They're atheist communists, and they gave up their Jewish religion years ago, and they're from Eastern Europe in the land of Khazaria is their history. Their great-grandparents were from Khazaria. And anyway, here's what John Bolton said. Well, I've already told you what John Bolton said. In the last one, it was from the New York Times, freely reported that Israel not only advocated a U.S. war with Iraq, but that Israel also believed that ultimately the war should be expanded to other nations. And here's that article, folks. Many in Israel are so certain of the righteousness of the war on Iraq that officials are already thinking past that conflict to urge a continued assertive American role in the Middle East, taking it over, that is, for the neocon Trotskyites. Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz told members of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations last week that after Iraq, the United States should generate political, economic, and diplomatic pressure on Iran. We have great interest in shaping the Middle East the day after the war with Iraq, he said, to where it meets with the communist Zionist desires, folks, shaping the Middle East, okay? He said Israel regards Iran and Syria as greater threats and is hoping that once Saddam Hussein is dispatched with the dominoes will begin to tumble. And folks, what's tumbling is U.S. troops are tumbling and dying. Killed over 1,300,000 non-combatants in Iraq already. We'll be right back, folks, and we'll get into the callers. Callers, stay there. We'll be back with you in just after these important messages.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net?
So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from internetgrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Before we get off this very important book, folks, for each of you to have, The High Priest of War by Michael Collins Piper, let me give you contact information here. 20 years before the major media in America that's owned and controlled by the neocon Trotskyites, okay, Michael Collins Piper was talking about them and writing about them in detail, about their intrigues, and now, in The High Priest of War, Piper has assembled a fascinating overview of their insidious records and goals. And it is a fantastic book, folks. Here's how to get a hold of Michael Collins Piper and get a copy of his book. Piper, email, okay, is Piper M, Piper, P-I-P-E-R-M, at Lycos.com, and Lycos is spelled Lycos.com. Piper, P-I-P-E-R-M, for Michael, at Lycos, Lycos.com. Okay, that's his email. And here's a phone number for him if you don't have a computer, folks. 202 area code in District of Criminals there, 202-544-5977. Once again, 202 area code 544-5977. Name of the book, The High Priest of War, and it is just filled with the truth in quote after quote after quote here, folks, of the neocon Trotskyites and how they're using our soldiers to take over nations that are resisting the Antichrist world government system, and that's what it's about. Iran, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Iraq. Before that, Slobodan Milosevic there in Serbia had refused to join the New World Order. He said, no way, no how, so we bombed him into the Stone Ages and turned over his nation, the Christian nation of Serbia, over to the drug lords who were running the drugs out of the Middle East and Afghanistan and all into the United States. From Macedonia, we turned over Serbia after we took out Slobodan Milosevic, that told the New World Order to take a hike. And Saddam Hussein, they thought they had him totally under control until he did go off the dollar and went into the euro and other currencies for his oil profits and all. So he said no to the New World Order. We took him out and murdered him and then hung him. And now we're going into Iran, who said no to the New World Order, and it has gone off the dollar in their oil profits. They're into the euro and other foreign currencies, so we're taking them out next. And turning all these countries over there, Saudi Arabia has said no to the New World Order, so we're going to go into there. But and turning them all over to the neocon Zionist communists who control Israel in that part of the country. And so, very interesting. But, okay, now let's go to our callers. Let's go to Mo in Oregon. Mo, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Officer Jack, taking my call. And thank you very much, John Staton. And thank you very much to your all engineers that working together to bring excellent super programming for all of us. I would like to speak for three issues. U.S. media, Israel appears to practice Iran attack. A U.S. media report says Israel has carried out a major military exercise that U.S. officials say prepared to be practiced for potential attack on Iran's nuclear facilities.
That's right, brother.
An article published in the New York Times on Friday says the Israeli military practice maneuvers involving more than 100 fighter jets over Mediterranean and Greece earlier this month. It quotes an unnamed U.S. military official as saying Israel is showing it is prepared to take action if international efforts fail to pursue Tehran to suspend its nuclear program. Israel military officials have not confirmed, neither denied the report. The Moscow Friday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned against the use of the force on the Iran. He said Iran and United States have not provided the real proof that Tehran is using the nuclear program
to develop. That's right. There isn't any real evidence, so they can't present real evidence because there isn't any.
Yes, Israel has said nuclear-armed Iran could threaten the existence of Jewish state. Israeli military officials also say Air Force regularly train for various missions to meet challenges coming in near future facing Israel. And then on other news I have for you that United States has a new aeroplane. This is from Novosti, the news agency Moscow, and it's about attacking about Iran. And this new aeroplane that United States just practiced for 1 hour just last week, it's called F-35B, which is from the ancestor of the F-5, F-18, F-20, etc. But the name of this aeroplane, which is a big fighter and has a big maneuver, is called BF-1. And it's very supersonic, super fast. It can have a special maneuvers, and it's one of the number one so far. And that's another reason we are getting closer to Iran war within the next 12 weeks. And at the same time that Israel was doing the exercise in Mediterranean with over 100 their planes, Iran did the same thing in the south of the Persian Gulf, a maneuver, and it went successfully. And for the first time, they used the Russian-made the destroyer, a ship destroyer, and it was successful. So as we see that Iran and Israel are against each other and are ready for the attack. And this is something that your listeners must understand, that we are not just talking. It is something coming, and it's better people prepare themselves for a state of emergency in United States.
That's
within
right.
within the next 12 weeks. And
very
what
true.
What do you think of that?
Well, Mo, everything you say is right on target. We get the same intel here about the Israelis sending that 100 fighter planes over the Persian Gulf there to show that Iran, that they're capable of taking them out. And I'll tell you, it's coming. And, Mo, the only thing we can really do is pray to God that these evil men who want these wars for their own political reasons, they have nothing to do with terrorism, they have nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction, that God just shut them down, stop them, destroy them with double destruction, Mo. And that's all I know, except for calling our congresspersons and telling them to start talks with Iran and not war with Iran, which Bush will hate because he works for the neocon Trotskyites. But, Mo, thanks for calling in, brother. Good information and right on target. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Sure. I appreciate taking my call, and God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Take care. Yeah, Mo is right on target. He's like us here, folks. He reads the foreign press, and you have to read the foreign press to find out what's going on in America, and you have to read it to find out what's really going on with the war over there. And that's what we do here. We read about 10 to 15 foreign press magazines and newspapers every day to keep up on what's going on in America and in the war, because the foreign press, even though it's kept from the American people here by our press that's controlled by the neocon Trotskyites, the foreign press talks about it, okay? So, thank you, Mo, for calling in with that extremely accurate information. Let's go to Blue in Texas. Blue, welcome to the program, brother.
Hello, my brother.
Good.
How are you doing?
Doing well.
Well, I've been, you know, taking notes as usual, and there's a quote by Henry Kissinger which bears very heavily on the subject at hand. Right after we engaged in Gulf War I, Henry Kissinger was quoted as saying, "The road to Jerusalem lies through Baghdad."
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And if you want Eastern Jerusalem, you got to pacify or, you know, reduce the population of the, you know, Arab and Persian peoples so that, you know, they won't complain when you bulldoze the Dome of the Rock and throw up a new temple.
Yes, that's true. Very true. And you probably have heard that our intel people have told us that Bush is planning on nuking Iran and killing 50 million Iranians so that the people don't rise up like they have in Iraq to fight our troops when
yeah.
they go in.
And
hold on, Blue. We'll be right back with you, brother, after these messages.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Okay, folks, we're going right back to Blue in Texas, here on the Officer Jack McGlam program. Go ahead, Blue.
Yeah, my deepest and gravest concern is that this time when we trip this war with Iran off, we're not going to use conventional weapons. You mentioned the nuclear option.
That's right.
From what I've read, they plan on targeting a simultaneous strike on 10,000 targets.
That's right.
But I foresee the use of chemical warfare and biological agents, which are much more effective at depopulating areas if you're doing that for tactical or strategic purposes. In fact, if you release a dangerous enough bug, the entire world will create a quarantine zone. They'll just completely kill off the population to prevent it from getting out.
Yeah, this is true. They are into creating these viruses out of Fort Detrick, Maryland, the military base there in Fort Detrick, Maryland. We know that they created the Ebola virus there and spread it around the world, and also the AIDS virus there was created at Fort Detrick, Maryland Biolab there.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. They've never stopped doing R&D on chemical weapons or biological weapons. I'm sure they've got stuff that'll kill the planet, you know, 8 or 9 times over, and they continue to research new weapons of death. So I don't doubt for a second that if we actually go to Iran, they're going to use biologicals and they're going to use chemical weapons.
Yeah, I just
they don't want to be embroiled with another Iraq where they have to, you know, put severe, troop deployments. But there's going to be a backlash. There's going to be serious blowback from the global community against the United States.
Oh, yes, without a doubt. You know, 1,300,000 Muslims out there are going to really get ticked off when they kill 50 million out of the 72 million Iranians, many of them.
We will be in a global war, which
That's
is
right.
great if your plan is global depopulation.
Right.
The Georgia Guidestones tell us, they want, 500 million and no more.
Right.
So if you
Around
want to seriously set back the global population, sure, have a nuclear global conflict, World War III.
Very good. Thanks, Blue.
You're welcome.
Thank you, buddy. Very good information and true, too. Accurate, very accurate, folks. Yes, the plan is to nuke Iran, folks. If you want to see something startling, go to the web and look up Iran, the nation of Iran. And look at the pictures there, folks. The pictures look like America. I mean, it's a first world nation over there in Iran. The people are walking down the streets talking on their cell phones. The only thing that looks different from America is the women are wearing their headscarves, their heads covered, okay? But I looked at picture after picture for several hours, and they have cars, they have everything we have over there in Iran. And it's a first world nation. And when we kill 50 million of those people, men, women, and children, non-combatants, to make sure that there's not an uprising of the citizens, freedom fighters, like is happening in Iraq today, because we've killed almost 300,000 Iraqi men, women, and children there, and the people are rising up and have been rising up, and that's who we're fighting over there, the people themselves. In this surge, we're fighting the actual Iraqi people themselves, that are standing up and saying no to this occupation that is killed over a million of their men, women, and children, their brothers and sisters and sons and daughters and husbands and wives. And the people have had enough, but you're not being told that, folks. You're not being told that. And so this time Bush has decided, well, the neocon Trotskyites that control Israel, communist Zionist Israel, want to kill off enough people in Iran to where there won't be a citizen uprising, so they figure if they kill 50 million in their nuclear attack out of the 72 million Iranians, then there won't be that kind of uprising like there is in Iraq today that you're not told about. Okay, let's go to Blue in MA. Is that Massachusetts, Blue, or Dave?
Oh, Officer McLean?
Yes. Are you in Massachusetts?
Yeah, this is Dave. Blue was the last caller.
That's right, Dave. Go right ahead, Brother Dave. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Officer McLean. I read Michael Collins Piper's book, Jack. It was a wonderful book. He just lays out the whole neoconservative kosher captive
yeah.
in their long-term agenda.
Right.
Actually, like an idiot, I gave it to a guy that was that I was trying to baptize more or less into the conspiracy. He was like a baby, but I thought his heart was in the right place. But I gave him the book to read, and then after that he always looked at me as if he owed me money or something. But
oh yeah.
But you know how some people have strange reactions to the truth, you know.
I know it. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of books, did you receive the book that I sent you?
What's the name of it?
It's the book about the Bible.
Hold on, Dave. We'll be right back. I hear the music. We're going to come to a break. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Okay, folks, let's go right back to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, go right ahead, brother.
Oh, yeah, the book was about the Bible, Jack. It's got a very provocative, controversial title. I don't know if you received it or not.
Yes, I think, isn't it the Devil's Book, the Bible, the Devil's Book, something like that?
Yeah, and I'm a Christian, Officer McLam. I think you can tell that from my call, so...
Yeah.
But it's an important book, and I think, you know, all the leaders in the Patriot community should be aware of it.
I went through the chapters, and my gosh, it seems totally anti-Christian, brother. Anti-Bible and anti-Christian, just by the titles in the chapters.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to read them. It's more. It mostly focuses on the Old Testament and so on. But you were talking about all the bloodshed and all the blood being shed. And I think if you read it, Officer McLean, you'll have an idea. You'll get an idea about how bloodthirsty Yahweh is, and that's not going to change.
Yes, I know that's a fact. I've read the Bible numerous times, and I'm rereading the Old Testament right now as we speak. And, I know how that is. So he is a man, he is a God to be feared, because if you screw around with him and his laws, he will wipe you out. And that's what he's doing to America today, bringing his enemy over America to wipe us out. and to enslave us because we've turned against God. So he is very capable of that, and that's what the Old Testament shows us.
Yeah, he commanded the Israelites to love each other as they love themselves, but the same Yahweh commanded the Israelites to totally exterminate all the neighboring nations.
That were pagan worshipers and all, and would not turn to God. Yes, he did. He definitely did that.
Yeah. So I guess unless we turn to their God, I guess unless we turn to the Jewish God, Officer McLam, we're targeted for extermination too. But
I wish that today's Jewish God was the God of the Bible, but it's not. I've read a lot of the Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud, and the Kabbalah, and my goodness, those are absolutely satanic books, you know, and they're totally against the Bible, the five books of the Bible, you know, they called the Torah for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, but maybe I'll talk to you in the future sometime when you actually...
Okay.
I'd like to get to another point if I could, but I just want to give you a chance to read the book, Officer McLean, before we talk about it.
Okay, Dave, I'm having a hard time working 12, 14 hours a day, keeping up with 250, 300 email a day, and phone calls about 2.5 hours, and takes me a while. It takes me a while to read a book because I don't have a lot of time. But thanks Thanks for sending it over, Dave. Okay? All right. Take care, brother. Okay. Take care now. Let's go to another Dave, our brother Dave in California. Welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, Dave.
Thanks, Jack. There's too many Daves out here.
Yeah.
I often thought that I should start a union of Dave, and everybody could send me $5 and I could retire.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And all the Daves out there. You're now a member, voting member of the Union of Dave.
Dave.
Anyway, I got a couple questions for you, and then I got a comment that cuts against the grain from what you guys are talking about with Iran. But let me ask the questions first because they're most important to me.
All right.
You work with a lot of the soldiers and a lot of the police.
Yeah.
I'm sure there must have been some fallout from the... From the Michael Reagan commentary on Operation Inform a Soldier. How do the vets and the active duty people that you know feel about letting the troops know what's going on about 9/11?
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of the troops already know about it,
praise God,
because their parents and relatives have sent them some of the DVDs out there, and a lot of them know about it today, and they're really repulsed to know that the terrorists are in the White House and in the Pentagon, and the neocons are the terrorists that blew us up on 9/11. But more needs to know, and so, praise God, we've had 25 top military people now get together and are speaking out about 9/11 being an inside job, and I've got a whole list of these guys who are top-level military people, and many of them are retired today, the 25. But it's very interesting how many are waking up in law enforcement and the military to our government being the terrorist that pulled off 9/11, Dave.
That's excellent, because that's probably what's going to save us.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got another question. Remember the nuke that went, or, you know, the B-52 that went from Minot down to Barksdale?
I sure do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I'd heard that it was short one nuke when it got there.
That's what we've heard too.
Okay. Is there any new information on that?
No. It's just it's assumed by intel people that I talked to in the military and in the CIA that they're going to set that off in the United States and blame it on Iran, that missing nuke. So we got that to look forward to if that's what they're going to do with it. But nobody except the international criminal elite knows where it's at, but it's been looked at as going to be set off here in the United States to really convince 100% of the American people to go against the Muslims and the people of Iran.
Okay, well, that leads into my last thing, the analysis of this Iran deal. I'd like your comment on it. After the Bilderberg thing happened in Chantilly, where they made a special trip out to the United States, all the Euro trash was there, all the American, you know, power structure was in there.
Right.
And they had it in Spook Central. I mean, you know, Chantilly, Virginia, you've got...
Sure.
Yeah, it's every spook in the world is right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm sure that when they did this, you know, Henry and his idiot friends must have said, oh, come on over, you know, this is Chantilly, Virginia. Nobody gets away with anything here. You know, we'll round them up. We'll torture them. We'll drag them off. You know, you don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah.
And that completely imploded on them. I mean, they wound up, you know, they wound up eating people, bullhorning them for 4 days straight.
That's right.
Right. So is it, would you agree that actually the European Bilderbergers, in reality, have more power because that's where all the big banks are and that's where the royalty is? Would you agree with that? I mean,
well, I don't know. I would have done that 10 years ago, but now that they've totally taken over everything in the United States and the banks in the United States and the corporations in the United States that they haven't sent out of the country, that is, I don't know if Britain has more, if they have more power in Britain or here, because they're running us all over the world, being doing the fighting for them to subdue all these nations that are saying no to the New World Order. So I'm not sure anymore, Dave.
Okay, well, I'm sort of assuming that at least it's equal. But I do know that Europe doesn't really want us to start setting off nukes near their borders. And also, you know, they're importing, you know, Muslims by the millions through the channel constantly every night. So they've got a really significant Muslim population.
They sure do.
And you know, obviously there's going to be some terrorist cells available in those populations, I'm sure, that you know, would do something if a really big attack started, you know, near their borders. And also the prevailing winds basically blow right across Europe.
I
mean, and when you start blowing stuff up, that stuff goes up in the air. You know,
yeah.
if they blow, I'm sure Iran's got biological weaponry. I'm sure they've got chemical weaponry. They're not stupid. So I was a European Bilderberg, I'd be very concerned about this happening.
Yeah. I know this, Dave. I know this, that 2 years ago, the Europeans were testing the air and found radiation coming down from just the depleted uranium munitions that we've used in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Right.
And so, man, when all these nukes are set off over there, Europe is going to get blasted with radiation. And
you bet.
So I know they can't be too happy about that.
Absolutely. So anyway, here's the analysis part.
Yeah.
My thought is, assuming that they have a little more power or enough power to do it, that they would have said, you know what, you know, Kissinger, you know, Henry, and all you neocon people in the United States, you're idiots. I mean, you can't even protect us when we're in your country in Spook Central Virginia. You know,
yeah.
Sit down, Henry, and shut up. You know, you can rally your little sabers, but really,
yeah.
You know, you're not going to do anything.
That would be wonderful if they would do that to old Henry the Boar Kissinger.
Yeah, and all the rest of them.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's just a thought, you know, and I put it out a few times. I'm kind of interested if anybody's got a different take on it or whatever.
Okay.
Appreciate your time, Jack.
Thank you, Dave. God bless you, brother.
So long.
And thanks for being involved and being an activist, all you guys out there, because that's what it takes. I was reading the Bible again last night and came up with another thing here in Revelations 2:26, folks, where God has told us that we have to do things until he returns. Occupy this nation, occupy this world until he returns for him, and not turn it over to Satan. And in Psalms 94:16, he tells us to rise up against the evildoers and stand up against the workers of iniquity. And in Revelations 2:26, he says, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Okay? So when he says, and keepeth my works, he's got work for us to do, folks. Watchman on the wall. Don't forget, he said, if you're not a watchman on the wall and sound the alarm when the enemy approaches, and whoever dies, the blood will be on your hands for not being a watchman on the wall. So, folks, we've got works to do here, not just sitting back singing Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. we're leaving here next week, so there's nothing for us to do but just pray. No, folks, we've got works to do. Number one, you're not leaving next week. The pre-trib rapture is a evil manifestation of 1835. It was created to cause Christians to withdraw from the battlefield against God's enemies, and it's worked brilliantly. But we have works to do, folks, as God said, "He that overcometh and keepeth my works until the end, that he will bless you and give you power over the nations." Okay, so thank you, Dave and Mo and Blue and all of you activists out there for being involved and doing the good works that we're supposed to do. Now, good works can't save you. You're not saved through your works, but it is after you're saved, after you become a child of God, give your heart and soul over to the Lord Jesus Christ, that then you do the good works to show and stand approved before the Lord. So anyway, good calls, all of you folks. Thank you so much. But let's go back to downsizedc.org for just a minute, folks. They're a leader here with 35 other organizations, and they participated in a national call-in day on Iran that was June 10th. Now, this is a major national campaign that they put on with press events and photo ops. I didn't even hear about it until just the other day, so I missed it. But, folks, we need to call in. Okay, we need to call into our congressmen and senators and tell them to sit down and talk, dialogue with Iran, and not start the war that's coming up. Okay, so when you call them about that horrendous bill that is coming before Congress, the House Concurrent Resolutions 362 that will start a war with Iran, and say no to that House Concurrent Resolution, oppose it, to your congressman, then also tell him to let's dialogue, let's sit down and talk with Iran and find out that they are not building nuclear weapons at all. There is no evidence to that fact. It's all a lie, just like it was to lie us into the war with Iraq. And to stop the upcoming war that Bush has planned for August, okay? Now, before we leave the air, folks, I want to tell you that there's a lot of good things to be praying about, a lot of good things, folks. Pray that God will bless us and put his hand of protection back on America again as more and more of his people awaken, and it's happening, folks. Praise God. More and more of God's people are awakening, but in asking him to put his hand of protection back on America. Also, tell the Lord, ask the Lord to please put his hand of protection on America's cities and towns, that the evil Antichrist Satanists that control this land and control our state houses today in the Congress and the Senate and the Supreme Court and the White House and the Pentagon, the neocon Trotskyites, the Antichrist Satanists, are not successful at blowing up America again in another false flag operation, and that loose nuke being set off here in this nation to kill hundreds of thousands of Americans and blame it on Iran. And that's the kind of evil these Satanists like Boy George Bush and his father and Cheney are capable of. They're Satanist agents, folks, and they're capable of anything. And you say, oh, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't set off a nuke here. Forget it, folks. They're totally evil. They have only one goal, and that is world government of the under the Antichrist. And so they will do that. Scott Ritter, remember that name, the chief United Nations weapons inspector in Iraq from 1991 to 1998, and former 12-year U.S. Marine Corps intelligence officer, says Iran has never had a nuclear weapons program. He knows what the other intel officers have been telling us for 2 years now, that there has never been a nuclear program, and that the U.S. insistence that Iran come clean about their nuclear weapons program is like saying, do you still beat your wife? It's a propaganda ploy by the Orwellian Armageddon lusting insane Bush warmongers, okay? They want Armageddon real bad, folks, and they're pushing for it, okay? They're absolute neocon Trotskyite-controlled warmongers. But how does Iran come clean about a program he never had, Iran never had, folks? As with Iraq, they are claiming that Iran is a huge threat to American security. Baloney. Baloney, folks. We believe bombing Iran would bring disastrous consequences. So please, folks, pray that God stays the hand of the Bush, Cheney, neocon Trotskyites to blow up America again and blame it on Iran, and also stay the hand of the Zionist communists in Israel of blowing up Iran, or America blowing up Iran. We'll be right back.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the closeout minutes of the Officer Jack McGlam program. And I just want to tell you that prayer works, folks. Prayer absolutely works. I can't tell you, as a Vietnam soldier and as a police officer in the war zone of South Phoenix, and even in my private life here after I've been retired, how often God has answered prayers for me and saved my life. Prayer works. So So let's get with it, folks. Let's get with it. Read your Bible each day, as I try to do each night before I pass out, after working these long hours, and pray that God will bless America. Once again, we're trying to turn this nation back to God, tell him that, and say more and more of his people are waking up than ever before. We believe bombing of Iran would bring disastrous consequences on the world, folks. Such an attack will increase the chance of terrorist blowback on U.S. territory right here. If we kill 50 million Iranians, guess what they're going to do? They're coming to America through our open 2,000-mile border down there. They've never come here before. They're not here, according to our intel people, but the government's trying to paint it like they are here and getting ready to blow us up again on a false flag bombing again. The entire Middle East could descend into further violence, putting the well-being of innumerable citizens at risk over there. U.S. citizens, U.S. standing in a world, the U.S. standing in the world, that is, would plummet once again, and oil prices would likely soar if we cut off the oil from Iran. A U.S. attack would strengthen hardliners in Iran and turn the Iranian people, who are now pro-American, against us. We need to call our congressmen and senators, folks, and tell them, let's dialogue with Iran and not start the war with Iran in August. Okay? So call your congressmen and senators and let's do it, folks. We are the sovereigns. We are the citizens that have control. And if enough of us call our congresspersons and our senators, we can change this thing. That number for the Congress is 877 area code 851-6437. 877-851-6437. And don't forget to tell them to say no to oppose House Concurrent Resolution 362 at the same time. Well, folks, the last thing I want to tell you that I pray about, and this may sound silly to you, I hope it doesn't, because God can do anything, is, as silly as it sounds, when I see a chemtrail coming out of a plane, I pray that if the flight crew and the pilots know they're poisoning the earth with those chemtrails, that God will knock them out of the air immediately. Knock them out of the air immediately if they know they're poisoning the earth, and that he turned the chemtrails from the time it comes out of the plane into a beneficial substance for the earth. Turn it from poison to a beneficial substance for the earth as it comes through the sky and hits the earth. And that's a prayer I hope all of you will join me with, folks, because God can do anything. And we can stop our poisoning if God will just bless us with turning that into beneficial substance as it comes down through the air and hits the earth, okay? Lord bless all of you out there. Have a great week. And don't forget to make your calls in the morning early to the Congress. Thank you so much. God bless all of you. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I do. I love you. God bless and good day.
Men, are you?